2-Minute Stories. This is Chapter 9 of The Only Child. We see Sophia heading into school after a tough morning, and she sees something that she lost, and she couldn't be more excited. But it's not that easy. Here's Chapter 9 of The Only Child. Hadley arrived at school already exhausted. She lined up with the rest of the kids, gathering in the school playground until the morning bell rang. She searched for her flock of girls and saw Sophia holding Aunt Vera's scarf. Hadley suddenly replaced her exhaustion with relief, and she ran towards Sophia. "You found it!" said Hadley, suddenly full of energy. Sophia looked towards Hadley and held up the scarf. "This?" she said, confused. "Yes, my great-aunt's scarf, the one I lost the other day." "Hadley, I'm sorry, kiddo, but this scarf is mine," said Sophia calmly. Hadley gave her a look of surprise and disapproval. "Sophia, you know that's mine. I just lost it." "I don't think so, Hadley." The morning bell rang, signifying both the start of the day and that Hadley's eyes were building towards that dangerous bright green color. Hadley closed her eyes and heard the backpacks exploding across the schoolyard, a fireworks display of paper, pencils, and folders. Teachers streamed towards the students, consoling many of them in hopes of locating their belongings. Through all the ruckus of the teachers, students, disemboweled lunches, and school supplies, Hadley's eyes zeroed in on one and only one thing: Aunt Vera's scarf. She scooped it up innocently, put it quickly in her backpack, and walked into school. Easy work. Later that day, Hadley exited the bus and found her father standing in the doorway. "Hey, sweetie, how was school?" asked Ellen. "It was fine," said Hadley, trying to make herself invisible. "Hadley, I got a call from Sophia's mom just now. She says you stole something from Sophia, and she also said there was an incident this morning involving exploding backpacks?" Hadley's eyes welled up, and she dug the scarf out of her backpack. "Oh, you found it," said a surprised Owen. Hadley started to cry and ran into her room, clutching the scarf. "Hadley, don't run from me while I'm talking to you." Owen was greeted with a slam from Hadley's bedroom door. Owen put his head in his hands and reached for an extra dose of anti-anxiety medication.